following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
And I have the remote in my hand, and every so often I can go like this. And it makes me happy. Also, there's a trash truck coming, so you'll hear the beep, beep, beep of the backup beeper. It's not me, Fatty.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice. It is not me backing up beeping. It's the trash truck outside. Hear it? Now you can really hear something. I said that you... Now it's going to beep, beep, beep. Listen. Hear that? It's very soft, but you can hear it. Beeping, beep, 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 it's backing up.
Fuck you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2360. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 31st of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I've got lemon juice today. What do you got? Lemon? Well, in case there's more onions that get cut today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B. in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Finnish uppers. Yes, Big Fatty, we've finished up January. Yes, we have. But y'all, that is not why you're Finnish uppers. Finish uproars today. Yes, Big Fatty, you going to finish cutting onions up? No, I'm done cutting onions up, Big Fatty. anyway, first of all, thank you so much, everybody who had such kind remarks for Big Fatty's meltdown on yesterday's Big Fatty. It happens to the best of us and to you. Anyway, y'all, I'm hoping we're going to finish up with the entries in the January Content Contest.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the Fat One with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the Fat One kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the Fat One get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice. Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Oh, I mean, yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never duplicated, never used before, totally original bumper that you did for the Gus Chad content contest. And y'all, let's just get right over here to it. I'm hoping we can finish this up today, because that Gus Chad is ready to award the prize. And so here we go. It's y'all, this one is from the number one fan of the BFO. And he says, I can always count on Big Burgfurter putting a smile on my face every day as I listen to the little show. He's a dependable, Big Fatty, you need to get your eyes checked. He's a dependable podcast friend who can be counted on every Monday through Friday to provide 20 minutes of pure entertainment silliness. On the serious side, Big Fatty looks to be one of the most loyal friends a guy could have while putting a humorous spin on his tales. Well, those kind of tales, too. He always remembers the small things to make sure no listener or podcaster is left out or feels forgotten. I look forward to every new show as he continues to let us live sometimes vicariously through his stories. The number one. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Bill in St. Louis, the number one fan of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, we're going to be choosing the number one fan of 2017 here next on Sunday. It's true. And Bill, you've reminded me. Today we don't have any celebrations of exiting the birth canal, but that Brian in the Japan, Mexico, today's his anniversarium, so we want to send out a big hug to him, and it's just going to be lovely, just lovely. So Bill, thank you so much for that. It's just as sweet as you can be. Y'all, the next one is from Tim, terminally single Tim. Big Fatty, did the babies are almost here? I don't know, but probably. Anyway, Tim says, Big Fatty, we are thankful to the gods of the intertubes for bringing us Big Fatty, including the many Big Fatty-isms that we love. Crema, chikrin, Mexicans, and more. Chikrin, I don't know what chikrin is. The children, is that what you're trying to say, Tim? The children? Also, you yearly visit the Hatlanta and the gays and grays. Tim, well, y'all, it's true. It's true. I do go over to the Hatlanta for the Colon Aid podcast supper. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Tim, thank you so much for that. That's awfully sweet. And you know, the Big Fattyisms, they will get. It's like an earworm. Yes, Big Fatty, is that medicated sal? I don't know. Julie. You know, Julie was a lurker. Earlier this year, and she's just busted right on out, and y'all, she's written a little poem just for Big Fatty, and y'all, down the left-hand side, each line begins with a letter in Big Fatty, and it goes like this: bodacious, insatiable, grannified, Big Fatty grannified, freaky, star man. Big Fatty, is that like arse man? Yeah, that's how Naught would say it, the arse man. Titillating, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your man boobs. Tutelating, Big Fatty, we really don't need to hear about your tutelating. And yes, so, and Julie, that's as cute as it can be. It's as cute as it can be, and I thank you for that. You're too kind to do that. Y'all, you know that Whitman Tinker? Yes, because he wears that fancy hat on the 20, he does. He was listening to the old Stink Pots entry into the contest last week, and his entry is short and sweet. He says, yes, what Toppy said, that's what I meant to say. Yes, Big Fatty. So Whitman Tinker, Big Fatty, who Tinker's damn right. Thank you so much for that, y'all. That Kathy Marshall, y'all, you know, I told you that she had sent me a postcard. Although I think she's already got an entry, but y'all, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, on the front of this postcard, oh, Big Fatty, it's a cutie! It's it's a kitty with a jet blue eyes. Yes, Big Fatty. The cat says, y'all, it's addressed to Burgundy, Poodle, it's me, and Squeaky Kitty. And it says, dear BFPM and SK, you and your little shoe mean the world to me and to everybody within the sound of my voice. What does that mean? Am I shouting out the window again? Big Fatty, she does crazy things. Even if this kitty pick doesn't get there in time for Gus Chad's contest, I love you anyway. And on my planet, I love you is not something said lightly. Love, Kathy in San Francisco. Oh, excuse me, San Francisco. And then there's a P.S. It says, P.S. I picked out this cat for Poodle. Also, the postman would think well of you. Big Fatty, we're gonna go. All right, y'all go over there and look at the pretty cat. Yes, we are. It's a pretty little kitty. So, Kathy, thank you so much. For that, you're just as sweet as you can be for that. And y'all are next. I've got four more. Big Fatty, you gonna have time to get them in? I don't know. We're gonna try. Y'all, the next one is from DJ Ron down there in the St. Petersburg. And he says, our Herbert Grady, even before Gus Chad's little contest, I thought about writing to you to tell you how much you mean to me. There is a 19-year difference between my husband and me. I started listening to the BFO and the other Little Pride 48 shows about 6 years ago. I was in my 20s. You really need to get those glasses checked. It's true. It was my 20 minutes of silliness as I drove to work each day, leaving my retired partner home to tend to the house. As the days turn to weeks and the weeks into years, we tend to not really pay attention to the passage of time. Yes, Big Fatty. Last May, my husband's health began to fail. I had all those hours of sitting in the ER or the hospital room, and I had the BFO to keep me company with that smiling, goofy voice every weekday from South Kakalaki. It was my 20 minutes of sunshine and the voice of an old friend. Sadly, I lost my husband on September 23rd, and my world ended. Big Fatty's more onions. I was in shock for a week and nothing really mattered. The following week, I finally started to do some routine things, and the BFO was one of them. The little show took me away from the grief and pain of losing the man I loved for 29 years. And will continue to love until my final breath. So, Big Fatty, my love and thanks to you. And when you think your daily efforts are for naught, please remember a faithful fan from Florida. Hugs, DJ Ron in St. Petersburg. Oh, no, Big Fatty. Okay. DJ Ron, thank you so much. I don't have words. I just don't have words other than you. If I brought you any kind of happiness after, you're welcome. And I'm happy that I was able to relieve some grief. So thank you so much, y'all. Big Fatty, you didn't expect more onions. I did not expect more onions today, but looks like I got them. We've gotten an 11th hour contest entry. Yes, Big Fatty.
Lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Bartlett. Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, this entry is from Patty Bacon. It says, "Ole, Big, it's me, Patty, Patty Bacon. Hi, Pooh, hi. It's me, Patty, Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty, Patty Bacon. This one is brief, not that you know much about briefs, Big Fatty, as you don't wear them. Here is my 25 words or less of appreciation. I appreciate Big because he shares his bargains. The Vons Great Plains price matches the Vons East, so that means more money in my verse. Big Fatty here in that verse. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, thank you so much. I think Patty got kind of confused there with the 25 words or less. That's for the number one fan. And Patty, you'll have to send in another entry if you're going to be involved in that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, we had that, you had the phone call yesterday from that R.C. Martinez. And, y'all, he has also posted over there at the BFO. He says, "Oh, Big Freddy, I love you, Big Freddy. You're so adorable, Big Freddy." He needs to get his glasses checked, I guess. And y'all, our final entry comes from Spanking Me Off of Matt Burlingame. He says, "Dearest Big Fatty, when I first heard your show," Big Fatty, I think he meant heard, "your show years and years and years and years ago, I thought how wonderful it is that there's a special needs podcast." Big Fatty, he's been listening a while. "I listen on and off over the years, and much like Days of Our Lives, I could miss months, and when I came back, Marley would still be held hostage in the cave. Likewise, you would still be burping and sharting and, well, happily nattering. My first year in Vegas, when Ouija and I were doing the last official Big Gay Sex Show, you said some wonderful things to us, sentiments that made us both tear up, and then you whipped out your giant balls." That really made their eyes water. "During that entire weekend, I was privileged to see the man behind the podcast. And that weekend, you ceased to be a fellow podcaster and became someone I would admire, adore, and be extremely thankful I had the privilege to know. You are loved by so many, not just because of your little show, but because of your giant heart and your genuine kindness. Much love and many more wonderful shows. Matt from the Chubbs Gone Wild." Matt, Big Fatty, is there more onions? There's some more onions, I'm afraid. But Matt, thank you so much. You're just as sweet as you can be, and I can't thank you enough. All right, Gus Chad, you have got all the entries into the January content contest, so be picking a winner and let Big Fatty know, and I'll make arrangements for the winner to get in touch with you for the huge prize. Y'all, don't forget, you have until Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern to get your entry into the number one fan contest. Had quite a few yesterday, and y'all, 25 words or less, why you want to be the number one fan, send it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Yes. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal and those darling children, and old gal, did the darling children have an entry?
Not nice.
She's an asshole.
Not nice.
Big Fatty, more onions? Oh, I know you love the darling children.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.